First story. Okay, so the freebase pipe is the shit for DMT consumption people. Whoever suggested me to use it for DMT will receive my grandest gratitude. I knew immediately after breathing in some hefty amount of vapor into my lungs, I was about to get the hell out of this realm and enter into another. The third big toke did it. My hands fell limp, and I was completely gone from this world. On my first breakthrough, I met entities of some kind. They seemed to wonder who was this newcomer this time, but I was fortunately accepted into the wonderland of DMT. I was struck with awe and wonder, but was also scared shitless as I expected to be on my first time. My second breakthrough, which I experienced now, was something else though. I was first met by children, just ordinary children, carrying on their businesses, being innocent, playing around. They liked moving around in a pack and smiled at me whenever they happened to look at me. I was thrown in between a crazy loop of fractal space and the place of same children interacting with the world around them. I visited my home street at some point, which led me back into visions of intricate shapes of colorful stars, balls, lines, and open spaces. While all of this had been going on for God knows how long, I started to feel I was getting dragged out of this realm soon. The children then approached me and offered me gifts consisting of unimaginable shapes and objects. They left me with the said objects and turned their backs on me. They were gone soon after. Next thing I knew, I was calmly sitting on my armchair in a relaxed position, amazed by the hallucinations around me. I never knew how sleek and smooth my hand movements were before I played around with them for a while. My friend had his first breakthrough just next to me, and he had also returned from the odd realms of DMT. He broke the silence in between the smooth ambient music, telling me, "I don't know what to say." I was left with the feeling there was so much yet to explore, and I only just got a glimpse of what I was about to experience on my upcoming trips. I feel like I now have a special place for DMT in my mind. I will revisit it once again when the time is right, and to try to figure out the nature of this particular realm bit by bit. DMT is just marvelous. Scary, but above all, marvelous. Fucking children, guys. Fucking DMT and children, am I right? On to our second story. My first DMT breakthrough was doozy, alright. I prepared for it by doing a light dose of 25i to get myself into the psychedelic mindset, but nothing could ever prepare me for what happened next. I sat cross-legged on my bed in a meditative pose, slowing my breathing as I prepared for the journey. My bong had in it, which I assume must have been around 100 milligrams of crystalline DMT, which I took deeply into my lungs. The first two hits I took were small, testing the waters, I guess. On the last hit, I sunk the bowl and slowly exhaled. An important detail is that I have a giant Bob Marley poster behind my bed that looks just like this, which was an integral part of my trip. As soon as I exhaled, Bob Marley was gone to be replaced by the image of modern-day white man's Jesus Christ staring blankly back at me. Then he warped into this guy and other such historical figures before finally turning into a giant spinning mind calendar made out of hundreds of colors. From this point on, I am unaware of whether my eyes are opened or closed. I am flying through an endless number of rooms and hallways. I land in an Egyptian tomb to be met by two entities that I cannot clearly remember. We speak, but what they say I cannot recall. Instantly, I am again flying through rooms, but this time it is different. Hundreds of faces sitting atop cubes are watching me, smiling, and seeming to welcome me. It was at this point that I forgot that I was on DMT. The faces become confused and sad to reflect my emotions, but I realize too late that they are reflecting my own feelings, and I cannot stop the downward spiral which ends with me back in my room, watching myself from above as I hear my family frantically talking and worrying about what I had just done. I try to convince them that I am okay, but they are hard to convince and do not want to listen. I try to disregard them and it works. I'm now nothing but a cylinder coupled in a chain link with one other cylinder in a vast blackness. Surprisingly, I come to terms with this rather easily considering and proceed to spin around in circles. The feeling that came from this was pure ecstasy, like a combination of yawning and stretching in the morning, only otherworldly. I am now back down on Earth. The room is spinning, and my Bob Marley poster continues to take on the faces of hundreds of characters, including my mother and my sister, along with many other pop culture idols, like the Simpson characters and that guy from the cover of Mad Magazine. I spend the rest of the night trying to come to terms with what I had experienced, and feeling totally in awe of what just happened. I get shivers just recalling this stuff. And that was the 13th DMT Experience video. I hope that you guys enjoyed it, and many, many, many more are to come, and other videos too, as soon as I get my battery charger back from a certain human being. I hope that you guys have a great and amazing rest of your day. And wow, DM fucking T. Peace out.